This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are to begin another hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation. How about that? The news is the focus. This is the News Talk Radio Review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts every week on their website, talkers.com. Also, you can find it at djvshow.com. The 10 top stories, 10 people being discussed, the 10 most disgusting people.
Isn't it funny how disgust and disgust sound alike?
Yes, right. There's two peas in a pod, as they were. And I'm looking at the list, and there are some pretty disgusting people on this list, Michael.
Oh, this thing is just full of disgusting people.
It is. A disgusting.
Of course, not all
topics.
Of them are disgusting, and therefore people don't know which ones we think are disgusting.
All right. Well, we're not going to tell them because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So shall we, without further ado, go through the stories, or I'll be listening intently as you go through the list of stories and people. So will the listeners be doing
the same
thing.
Here we go. At number 10, we have winter storms, climate change, and Rudy Giuliani popping out of a mask and causing a flap. And the mask singer. Wow. They think they recognized him by the... the hair coloring dripping
but,
is that.
But there's no safe zone anymore. You'd have thought that a TV show like that would want not to have anything to do with politics because that's not what people are watching that show for.
Oh, are you kidding me? They love the controversy.
Oh, okay.
When the Rudy Giuliani episode finally airs, you know, this is all like, you know, you find out about it before it airs.
Yeah.
Sort of like the end of a championship on Jeopardy.
So everybody be watching.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, this is calculated. I wouldn't even be surprised, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if the whole flap about the judges that walked out, that was
all choreographed as well. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they came back. If they had quit, then, you know, what, they walked off and came back on. Mm-hmm. You know, give me a break.
It's like an encore from the two judges.
Okay, we forgive them, but we made our point.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations and the opening of the Winter Olympics. That's going to be a spectacle, to say the least. At number 8, Joe Rogan's Spotify controversy, and that's tied with the broader topic of big tech and censorship. At number 7, race relations and Whoopi Goldberg suspension and Brian Flores' NFL lawsuit and Biden Supreme Court speculation about a black woman. All race-related topics tied at number 7. Number 6, a juicy little tidbit of gossip that has political and media connotations.
Thanks Jeff for firing Zucker. Me. Yeah.
Right. Jeff Zucker exits CNN. At number 5, we have the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the U.S. raid in Syria, and Middle East tensions in general. And number 4, the January 6th investigation tied with 2022 and 2024 elections. We're talking about two elections ahead of it. You know, not only do we go to the next election, we go to the next two elections now. In terms of the national conversation. Unga bunga. At number 3, crime and violence tied with police murders. At number 2, the economy. And number 1, COVID-19 mandates, masks, vaccines, and politics. The people on the disgusting people survey.
Disgusting.
And we're only kidding, folks. We love these people. They're good
Speak for
public
yourself.
Servants. Number 10, that great singer. That great dancer, Rudy Giuliani. At number 9, Joe Rogan. At number 8, Brian Flores. At number 7, Whoopi Goldberg. Listen to this list. At number 6, Jeff Zucker. At number 5, Vladimir Putin. Imagine if Vladimir Putin popped up out. They took off an animal head. Putin and the singer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know. Yeah. And sing the Volga boat song. At number 4, Mike. I don't know how that goes.
That's pretty funny.
At number 4, Mike Pence remember him? He's a talk show host. And Mark Short, his assistant. Donald Trump is at 3. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number 2. And Joe Biden is, believe it or not, he's still president and he's number 1.
We should, Fauci should quit, get fired, retire or something, and do a talk show. He'd be perfect, perfect, perfect as a talk show host. What do you think? Yes or no?
Well, there's no question he'd be a good talk show host. But you know something? Donald Trump is a talk show host.
Well, you know, you just gave me an idea. What you said, Mike Pence is a talk show host. I'm looking at this list and trying to figure out who either is doing a talk show. Listen, Giuliani has a show on WABC.
Correct.
Every Friday. Joe Rogan has a podcast. Whoopi Goldberg has a talk show. Zucker leads people who have talk shows. Pence used to be a talk show host. Trump used to be a talk show host. Fauci could be. And Biden, not so much.
But Biden would not be a good...
No, but I mean, look at that list. That's pretty interesting when you get down to brass tacks.
I've tried to figure out, my mind is racing, try to figure out a one-liner that could be an imitation of Joe Biden as a talk show host, but my better sense cut myself short.
There's too many people who have taken too many shots at him. There's plenty of good, legitimate reasons to take shots at the actions that he takes. Or any of these people, but to take shots at the person, I find offensive, Frank. I find it unnecessary. Like Giuliani. Okay, did he belong on that show? No. But because he's associated with Trump, maybe you're right. They choreographed the whole thing. But the people who are foolish enough are suckered in to actually go, wow, look at that. I'm going to not watch that show anymore because...
Nobody doesn't do anything anymore for more than a week. Come on, look at all the people that weren't going to watch National Football League action anymore because of the kneeling, and their ratings are higher now than
higher
ever.
Higher than ever, right. Look at Joe Rogan. The Rogan thing with... At the beginning, this looked like almost like suicidal... For Neil Young, you're going to put yourself up there against him, and now he's the hero instead of the goat. And I don't mean goat like Brady; I mean just goat.
They ruined the word goat.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. Speaking of Tom Brady, that's probably pretty close. Is that an 11 on the people?
Oh yeah. It's just enough about Tom Brady. I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying Tom Brady. I mean, we talk more about Tom Brady in America than we do about, like Bob Dole, one of the great senators and a guy that ran for president, died. 15 minutes people talked about it.
Yeah.
They've been
talking
about Tom Brady's retirement now for over a week.
Yes, you're right about that. Yeah. And the thing that amazes me...
Still out there.
And you're a football expert, so maybe you can spend a few seconds on this. I'm told by some of my colleagues on the DJV program that he had a clause in his contract. He signed and got a bonus of, $30 million when he went to Tampa, and he had to take the first 15, well, he took it at the beginning, and then there was another 15 left over that he would get to keep if he stayed for 2 seasons or didn't retire or something.
Yeah, That's why he retired too soon.
They don't have to pay
him. You're touching on what may be the real reason. There was a leak, and he said, no, I'm not retired yet.
Yeah.
And then he retired because he would have lost a ton of money for retiring like a week too early.
Yeah. Well, listen. There it is. All's fair in love, war, and sports.
Hey, look, I have the highest regard for Tom Brady. I don't know him personally, but I love what he represents. One of the great... figures of entertainment in America.
You know how I am about relationships and stuff, and I don't mean this. This is not this is not me being a wise guy. It's me when I look at him as he looks at his wife, and he gets the reflective view back from his wife. There's something extraordinarily wonderful about seeing the two of them, and you don't fake those looks. They obviously really love each other, care for each other. And the wise guys say, who wouldn't love Bunchkin or whatever her name is? That's not the point. The point is the two of them look at each other very lovingly, and I think that's cool. Just an aside comment, but I think that stuff is cool.
Who do you think is bigger?
She makes more money than he does.
Giselle, rather Michelle. She's quite a big star, you know.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Makes a lot of money. That's how you gauge.
I have a number of connections in Brazil, and boy, do they love Tom Brady and Gisele. I mean, mm-hmm. the Patriots have the entire nation of Brazil until, of course, they went to the Bucks, and now the Bucks did. Fans of Tom Brady because of his wife.
There you go. How about that? Mm-hmm. 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Basically, I start this overview of Calitrin with a question about the problems that you may have. If you have a problem keeping weight off, a lot of people really are successful this time of year losing weight. But there's a big but there, and I don't mean the big but that you have because, yes, I know. This is about keeping the weight off, and that's the secret to success with Calitrin. It'll help you in so many different ways. Losing weight is good for your joints because they don't have to carry all that extra weight around. You know, if you lose weight, your joint pain goes away, and you want to keep it that way. You like feeling that way. So how about you help yourself to the info and to the product at toploss.com. That's where you go for Calitrin, toploss.com. If you've lost the weight and you're wondering, what am I going to do because I know I'm going to go back and eat the stuff that I ate before, check it out, toploss.com, the place that you find out about Calitrin and you order it. Use the DJV code for the best buy.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 23 past the hour, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Thanks to Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington, for putting all the pieces, the audio pieces together. It's you and I put our thoughts together, and we put our mind in motion before we put our mouth in gear. Or is it the other way around? Put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, at any rate.
Right.
So we move along here to something that I saw, I think, in Talkers, as a matter of fact, about the success of the News Talk format. Now, I know sometimes when we bring this sort of thing up, it sounds like we're engaged in self-aggrandizement. But it is, you know, you look at all of the various formats, AC music and classic hits and country music and, you know, all the music formats, and yet still, year after year, maybe it's because of the politics, maybe it's the election, what is all of the, why do you think, I'd like to have you give us a little, because you're the expert when it comes to the talk is the Bible of the talk radio industry, so why is it that talk radio still keeps a command of much of the audience?
Because it's entertaining, it's informative, it's engaging, and it deals with important issues. What more can anybody want from the radio? It covers all the bases. Whereas music radio, in most cases, is subject to the trials and tribulations of the music industry, and the possibility.
Joe Rogan and Neil Young. Do you realize Spotify had its worst day since going public about 4 years ago? The share price fell because more people jumped onto the Neil Young, the bandwagon, and I scoffed even at this. I said, when Neil Young said, you got to have one of us, but you can't have both of us, choose. So Spotify, okay, we just invest $100 million in Joe Rogan, see you later, Neil. So
really, I mean,
think about it.
And all right, let's put it this way:
worth half
if you had
what
a chance
2 weeks ago,
if you had a chance on your DJV show to have a guest appearance by Neil Young or Joe Rogan, which would you take?
Neil Young, every day of the
you
week.
Would.
Yep,
oh.
I would, because he's somebody that I identify with. Joe Rogan says nothing to me, but Neil Young, even though Neil Young is an angry, ornery old guy. He's an interesting
curmudgeon. He was young. Yeah.
He was angry when he was young.
He was an angry old man when he was young.
When he was young.
I was a Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan.
Yeah.
And I put up with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young because three quarters of it was Crosby,
okay.
Stills, and Nash.
But they all went along with him. They all made it very public after he went down the tube, down the pipe into this whole thing. They all jumped on. And
Paul McCartney,
look at all the musicians, and Spotify went broke.
Well, they're important again. They get to play in the game. Unfortunately for them, they're against somebody having access to expression. I never thought I'd see the day that those guys
didn't even
would,
think it through. That's the question. Is it just
they could have said, "Hey, we don't like this guy," why don't they pull their music off of all the radio stations that still play them that have on their platforms people who are giving what they would call misinformation about COVID. Oh, they're not doing that. They're very selective about Joe Rogan.
It's a thing. It's a thing. That's what it is. It's a thing.
Yeah.
In the next half hour, we talk about the Johns Hopkins study regarding COVID, because COVID is number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The crisis at the border, according to a new admission from Vice President Kamala Harris, the problem is the fault of Congress. Former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello on Fox News says Biden's border policy is inviting illegal immigration.
You know, when this president took over, we had record lows of activity on the southwest border. And in just a little over a year, it's blown up. That border is busier than it's ever been before.
Multiple law enforcement sources are reporting Border Patrol agents patrolling the Rio Grande Valley sector were fired upon from across the Mexican border on Wednesday. The Special Operations Group, part of the Border Patrol Tactical Operations, were shot at from beyond the border and then returned fire. It's being reported nobody on either side was hit. The Winter Olympics are now underway in Beijing, China and surrounding area. The games end February 20th. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
A recall is underway for Tesla with its automatic driving feature rolling through stop signs, never coming to a complete stop. Now another recall is even more annoying than a California stop.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished, and I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com. We also have a podcast you can find at djvshow.com. Michael is the guru when it comes to talking about talk. He talks. He talks about talk. And it's good because we have lots to say. May not be too important, but we are
two of the world's best gas bags.
Yes, we are, and it's wonderful. The raid, number five this week, that raid in Syria where the leader of ISIS killed himself. That was this week's leader of ISIS. It seemed to me that we killed the last leader a couple of months ago, and then a couple of years ago we killed the leader before that. And we've been killing lots of leaders, and when it's all done, the news media leaves you with a feeling, wow, that's the end of ISIS. We killed the leader. Can you imagine? And then tomorrow, there'll be a new leader. So,
right.
But it seemed not to get a lot of coverage conversationally and in the news. People are more interested in reporting on things like Jeff Zucker. Is that because it's juicy gossip? What do you feel is the reason for that, if you do feel there's a reason for it?
I think it's more of an unusual event. I think that although major executives being brought down by their conduct is not that unusual either, you know, CNN is right in the heart of the left-right argument. We don't walk around focused that much on terrorism and ISIS anymore, and it's murky. One of the problems is we don't have that much direct information about how it's happening, and you know, they might start talking about it if it leads to anything. You know, there's so much stuff going on. You know, I could come up with, you know, I hate being a Monday morning quarterback. You know, we can come up with reasons why things happen, but it takes time to let them play out. And there is some conversation about it. It's on our survey. But you're right. It hasn't gotten that much conversation because people are not walking around worried about ISIS. They're more concerned about Russia and Ukraine, although there's not that much understanding of Russia and Ukraine. That's a complicated story that has to do with about 100 years of history. So I don't know. The answer is, I guess it's not as juicy as Zucker.
All right. You want something juicy?
Yeah.
The number one story this week is COVID, as has been the case for a long time. This week, Johns Hopkins issued a study, the results of a study, which suggests that COVID-19 lockdowns in our country and in Europe had no public health impact whatsoever. I thought this was quite explosive, frankly, and it didn't get, this is another thing, didn't get much coverage, much conversation, because people are too willing to fan the flames of the controversy about masks and vaccines and stuff. But imagine, yeah. Michael, Johns Hopkins, which is kind of the go-to place.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. A case could be made that didn't have any effect because we didn't do it right, because people didn't do it completely, because people cheated, because people didn't follow it. What's going to be very interesting is watching the extreme version of lockdowns is what's called zero COVID, which is taking place in China, where they have draconian shutdowns. I mean, if they have 40 people in a county have COVID, which is an infinitesimally small percentage of the population there, they shut down everything. And if you come out, you know, they chop your head off. It's,
wow.
It's, and it works. It actually works. But there's no freedom at all, you know? There's no freedom.
Well, they've actually lost. There was a lady that I saw interviewed on Bloomberg who was an Asian studies professor at some Northern California college. As she was being interviewed, and the conversation came around to China, living in China. This woman was like a walking PR person for the Chinese government, Chinese way of life, how wonderful it is, how the world should embrace Chinese philosophy and government. And this is a woman in America, an American, who is of Asian Chinese background, who is teaching this at a university in Northern California. So the interviewer said, "Well, ma'am, what about the Uyghurs?" And she said, "Oh, well, that's just a training camp." And one of the guys on the stage chortled, coughed, and guffawed kind of. And she looked at him and said, "We have these camps all over China training people for jobs so that they can be successful."
Yeah. Work camps, brainwashing, torturing,
taking away freedom, taking their organs out. And by the way, she also said only 4,000 people had died of COVID in China, when in fact the real number is like 4 million. And so, I mean, this is the kind of stuff, but these people get traction. But the thing that blew my mind was she's a prof at an American university spewing this crap.
That's all part of the dangers of biased education on the university level.
Or
and,
freedom.
The pandemic known as wokeness, which, it's based on some nice principles, but boy, is that out of control.
Pfizer this week was declared the most popular company in the drug world, first time since they issued the first Viagra pills.
The most popular drug company?
The most popular drug company.
That's like the biggest humanitarian in the Godfather cast.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm going to throw one more bit of this is sort of a genuine overview, but it came to me through this is an outgrowth of the conversation we have every week on the American Family Farmer Show, which wow. you were the inspiration for, and I'm always happy to say that because you were.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we got into a discussion with a guy who runs a breeding, a cattle genetics company, and what he's doing on his farm. You know, the American Family Farmer is all about encouraging farmers to do things to keep themselves successful in, you know, the face of all these huge agribusinesses. So this guy says to me, he's an expert in the land and how things grow. And we were talking about winter storms. That's number 10 this week, by the way, in the countdown, and the effect that's having on the soil. And he said it depends on what the soils have been treated with, how they've been cared for. And then he brought up the depletion of the soil, what's going on, the soil deficits and the food that we eat. It went on into something, and this really blew my mind. He said, remember after World War II, and most after Vietnam, when we, all the Agent Orange and all the chemicals that we used to kill the foliage and to kill the
oh, wow.
people, remember that?
Oh, sure. I'm afraid where you're going with this.
If you look at a jug of Roundup, you're going to see the same stuff in Roundup that you saw that was used to kill foliage and kill people in Vietnam, made by the same company. Monsanto made Agent Orange. And then you go back, and now the parent company of Monsanto is Bayer. And Bayer, the original company, made the gases that were used to kill all the Jews in Germany and elsewhere in World War II. Those, these are the two biggest companies in ag today, selling their poison, and it's being used on the land, and you eat the stuff that's been that comes out of the soil that's been treated with this stuff. And so, you know, I connected loosely because some of the weather anomalies that we've had supposedly this year have affected the soil as well because a lot of runoff. But I just, when I heard that, I thought I would share it with you and the people listening to this program because I think that it's very important for folks to know that. Anyway.
I think you're right, and I think you should devote your life to that show and stop doing everything else.
No, seriously. I don't mean that literally, but I mean it in a figurative sense. There's a real need for what you're doing on that radio show.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the bit, and it's, you know, it's, well, I'm not going
to
get into it.
You don't have to explain yourself. I mean, you know, it's fun talking about Zucker, but, you know, the health of the public and the future of agriculture.
Right. Okay, so with climate change, here's another story from our friends in California. Governor Newsom announced this week he would sign a bill that will end the legal use of gas-powered leaf blowers.
Is he still the governor there?
He's still the governor. Yep, he doesn't wear a mask.
I thought they reelected Schwarzenegger.
Really? Yeah, they ought to, probably. And these guys, what phonies these guys are. Gavin Newsom and the guy's mayor of at the game last week, the guy's mayor of Los Angeles, they're telling everybody to wear their masks. They don't have masks on. And the guy who's the mayor, I forget what's his name, he said publicly, the reason that he didn't have a mask on while the pictures were being taken was because he held his breath.
That's almost like not inhaling.
I know it is. Okay, 44 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. You've already
already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything on a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions. Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit. Rainier's Night Load shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades. It's coming down in sheets. Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Number two on the story list this week, the economy. I thought it was pretty interesting. We were talking about how shares went down, the value went down of Spotify. Here's Amazon, the largest corporation in the world that beats earnings expectations, profits double, and the most annoying thing, other than him putting all of the stores out of business, is that they're putting in the empty spots in the malls. They're putting Amazon stores into the malls. And those damn trucks. Have you seen it in your neighborhood? Those trucks are in the middle of the road where people are delivering. Those guys don't know how to drive. And the trucks are all over the road.
They don't know how to drive.
Am I the only one who's experienced?
Huh? No, I think you said it last week. I remember
I
somebody
see it
telling
every
me.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the long-term problem with Amazon is going to be that we are all going to suffocate under a mountain of discarded cardboard boxes.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
This is a growing problem, folks.
Yeah,
cardboard boxes.
Packaging in general is a huge problem. Plastics, cardboard, all that stuff. But who's paying attention? Because it's more convenient to order from Amazon. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Tonight Show. I'm going to do a movie on Johnny Carson. Maybe I'm stepping on Chuck's line because that may be what he's going to tell us. It is the 53 after, and this is Movie Moments, the time when Chuck Curry gets to shine here. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, Chucker, what's the reason for the Tonight Show theme? Paul Anka wrote it, performed by The Doctor.
All right, this week in TV history, Doug, February 7th, 2014, Jay Leno ended his reign as the host of The Tonight Show. Started in 92, ended in 2014. I thought it was good, but I got to tell you, on cable, I was going through the cable channels last week, and there's a station called Antenna TV, and they do at 11 o'clock at night here where I am in Pennsylvania, 30-second block of Johnny Carson. I got to tell you, I watched it for a few nights in a row, and there really was nothing like Johnny Carson as the host of the Tonight Show. His connection with the American audience was unique, to say the least, and incredible. I mean, just incredible.
Really was.
Loved
him. Fabulous. Fabulous.
62 to 92, Johnny Carson on the Tonight
Show. So why do you suppose there hasn't been a movie about his life?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I think based on some books written, Johnny was a little bit of an oddball. Off camera,
unusual.
But when you put he was unusual. But when you put the camera in front of him on the Tonight Show, very few in the history of the medium ever had a connection to his audience. Like
the camera loved him and the audience.
And also, if he said something, if he looked into the camera and said something of importance, he had 100% trust in his audience. I mean, people would trust what he said.
Right.
You can't say that about everybody.
No, he would say things about political people that would ruin their careers. Just he would make a joke about them. And that's how powerful. The average night on that show was like 32 million people. Show me a television
absolutely.
Show
I mean,
that
people,
has.
You know, now late night TV doesn't have the relevance.
Nothing.
That,
one-tenth that audience, and they don't deserve even that. They're all a bunch of fakers. Anyway.
Okay, this weekend in movies, two movies open. One is Roland Emmerich's Moonfall, which is a disaster movie. And if it's Emmerich, it's going to be bombastic. Patrick Wilson, Halle Berry star. Tracking it around a $10 million opening weekend.
What's the story?
It's about the moon falling out of its orbit, heading toward Earth, but there's a lot more subtext to the plot, which, from what I read, is a little bit silly. 43% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Having said that, they say it's a big spectacle film.
Yeah, it's good to go watch just to see how they do the special effects.
Yeah, and then the movie you're going to be first online for, Jackass Forever. Which is the first Jackass movie in over a decade.
You know, I never saw the other one. I am intrigued a little by this because it looks so silly and stupid.
If you know what you're getting into, there's certainly entertainment value. And it is tracking at a $15 million opening weekend, which would make it number one as a box office. And whatever makes people go to the theater, I'm all for. So 15, 10, that's $25 million in box office if this stays to course. And then Spider-Man No Way Home. Which did $11 million last week, should hold up fairly well if it drops off its typical 20-25% at the box office. Some other movie news of interest, Paramount Pictures giving a sixth entry in the Scream franchise, a green light. Filming will start this summer. The latest Scream has done around $100 million worldwide, so I guess it's enough money to say, go ahead, let's do another one. Yellowstone, the TV show has been renewed for a fifth season. No surprise there.
No.
Although it's star Kevin Costner will direct a feature Western titled Horizon. It's reportedly a big pet project of his. He's wanted to do it for quite some time. That's good news for Costner fans. He's had a great career, Doug, Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
He really has.
A great body of work. Speaking of that, Bill Nye, the English actor, is going to star on The Man Who Fell to Earth, a story about David Bowie. Have you seen that? This looks like
I did. And for people who don't know who he is, he was the British rock star in the movie Love Actually.
He was in Valkyrie as a German general. He's very versatile.
Been around a long time and a good actor.
He's funny. And he's just that the facial expressions. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten into. Maybe he was too well known to be in Downton Abbey. Although there are a lot of well known actors in Downton Abbey. Did I hear that Downton Abbey got pushed back another month to April?
Yeah, it's been pushed back to April. Obviously, that's still a bit of COVID concerns based on his target audience of more adult oriented people.
Well, but they're opening up Murder on the Nile.
I think because they delayed that already from, they delayed that too, but that's been delayed a few times, so they are going to stay with the release date next weekend for Death on the Nile.
I'm looking forward to that, but there'll be some people that take a shot at it because Armie Hammer's.
Armie Hammer?
That's a big cast, man. There's a lot of stars in that show. Hi, Chugger. Talk to you on Monday.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.